This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 200 years ago tomorrow, the British Parliament abolished the slave trade. The event is being marked and celebrated in many parts of the world. But a noted columnist for Uganda's largest daily newspaper, Charles Onyango Abo, wrote recently, here's a quote, "There are hardly any such commemorations in Africa, the continent where the slaves came from." Mr. Onyango Abo joins us from our NPR studios in Nairobi. Mr. Onyango Abo, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
When you talk in your column about the history of slavery, you have some very harsh words for Africans who participated in the slave trade.
Yes, and you see, because at least in Africa, slavery wouldn't have been possible without a very high level of local collaboration, where the African chiefs and other collaborators who went into the hinterland and delivered the slaves to the coastal areas or to the coast itself, where they were then loaded on ships.
Has Africa examined the history of collaboration?
No, and it is very important because most of the discourse about slavery is post-independence, and it takes the form of looking at the injustice done against Africa by the West, mostly the colonial experience. So the slavery period has been placed in the same basket with colonialism.
You suggest that the infrastructure of slavery is still in place in Africa in many places.
Yes, and I meant that not the physical infrastructure, but I think basically the mental infrastructure. The great need to really humiliate and really destroy. I mean, if you see what's happening in Darfur, for example, I mean, you know, you can really see that if you take a continuum from the behavior that we saw, you know, from the 18th century onwards, it's almost as if there has never been a break.
You even compare the plight of somebody who was chained and trapped in a cargo ship as part of the slave trade with the plight of prisoners held by Ugandan security forces today. And you even suggest that the prisoners held today by Ugandan security forces might have it worse.
Yes, you see, because one of the things, and I guess probably a terrible thing to say, is that from the point of view of the slave trade, it was based on the need for the slave to survive. Most of African politics today, it's driven by the logic to destroy the opponent.
Mr. Onyango Abo, when you write as vividly as you do about Ugandan security forces, do you have any concern that something will happen to you?
Maybe, yes, but I never really actually think of it that way, because for the years when I was actually based and spent most of my time editing a newspaper in Uganda, I went to court more than 100 times in a period of 6 years. That's more times, if you think of it, that all the journalists have ever gone to jail in Uganda since independence in 1962. So, you know, I think after some time you say, well, it comes with the territory. You know, let me do my bit. And let's see what tomorrow brings.
Mr. Onyango Abo, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Charles Onyango Abo is a columnist for The Monitor, one of the leading newspapers of Uganda, speaking with us from Nairobi.